This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. As you know, maybe you don't know, and if you don't know, this will be news to you. We are right in the center of the peak demand for all of senior care. We're right in the middle of it. And every year, just a super quick review, every year, just right after the end of the year, we're getting just into January, about the 7th-ish, maybe to 10th of January, all heck breaks loose. And there are literally thousands of families all around the entire country flooding the market and taking up all of the inventory of the, you know, a room, a shared room or a private room in long-term care, or an apartment in assisted living or in memory care or in independent living. They're also, you know, taking up all of the capacity of these home care providers to have care, provided in people's homes. So it happens every single year. So just say January, definitely all of February. And then I used to say about halfway through March, but I've been seeing that just kind of last a little bit longer. So I'm going to call it January, February, and March. They are clearly the peak demand for all of senior care. And if you're looking to move fairly soon, oh boy, you might be running into some waiting lists. I'm working with some clients right now. And I'm able to find some really good places, but they're like, hey, Steve, I just spoke with a really nice lady a few days ago. She said, Steve, we're down to two studio apartments. And I'm like, okay, we're going to come out and we need to see you because we need an apartment very, very quickly for this lady's mother. So anyway, and then there are several other places that I contacted. Really great providers. And they're like, I'm sorry, Steve, we're full. We have a wait list. And I'm like, nope, it's not going to work for my client needing that space or that care immediately, like here in the next few days, immediately. So the message is, if you're thinking about moving sometime this spring, summer, or even fall, you had better, whether it's with me or on your own, whatever you're going to do, you need to get out, you need to do the homework, go through that search and selection process, and get your choices made, get your name on a wait list. Because you're not too early, I'll tell you that. All right, so since there are so many people either out looking at senior care communities or They're not sure if they need a senior care community. They're still just kind of kicking it around. Let me just proactively help you with that question. And that question is, Steve, and this is the most commonly asked question I've received over the last, 20 plus years operating senior care consulting. And that is, Steve, when's the right time to move? When should we make that move from home to a senior care community? And I like to say that there's some things that should trigger that conversation of considering that move. It's a big move, and you don't want to go too early. You definitely don't want to wait too late. Most folks want to just try to get that right and be thoughtful and deliberate about that. So number one, the number one reason to consider moving, or at least should trigger the conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community, when we have a safety issue, when it is no longer safe to live at home. And you'll notice that a lot of these, I'll just give a few examples here, a lot of these are directly related to an individual with memory issues, with cognitive impairment. They're forgetting things. You know, one of my clients that I'm working with right now, she needs to place her sister, actually, and her sister has some memory challenges. And she had to go to the hospital. She had a UTI. She was severely dehydrated, and her blood pressure was way sky high, off the charts. She's lucky she didn't have a stroke, because guess what? She was forgetting to take her medicine. And she wasn't drinking enough, so she was dehydrated. She wasn't eating properly, and so she had a nutrition-related issue. She had a UTI, and the whole thing, she was a mess. And then that made her weak and confused and disoriented, and she had a fall, and she's lucky she didn't break anything. So all of this stuff, living at home, especially if you're living alone and you have cognitive issues, you're going to have a lot of safety risks. So number one, leaving your stovetop burners on. That is clearly the most common thing that I've heard over all the years. And I've heard some near misses. So fortunately, I haven't heard of anyone that maybe they left it on and something caught fire. But I've heard of that coming close to doing that. So it's also very, very easy to flip a breaker and disable an electric stove, or just turn the gas off going to the gas range in the gas stove. So that's easy to fix, but that's a major safety concern. Wandering away, and then you can't find your way back home. You could either, I'm just going out for a walk, and then you're walking around the block. Everything's beautiful. You're looking at all the leaves and all the flowers or the whatever you're looking at. And all of a sudden you're like, this doesn't look very familiar. And then you start walking around and you can't find your way back home because you have cognitive issues and none of this stuff looks quite right. And then you get picked up by a police officer or someone who sees, you might be in trouble. You could drive away. My own grandpa did this. Could drive away from home and then get a little disoriented, can't find your way back home. And both of these issues would lead to someone reporting their loved one missing, and that would trigger a silver alert. Every time I see a silver alert on social media, I don't even look to see if it's valid. Usually it is valid. Usually it's not some sort of a scam or whatever. And I just go, boom, and I share it just to get it out, because you never know who might see that and say, oh, yeah, I just saw that guy down here at the quick shop or whatever, or wherever it is. Okay. So those are the silver alerts. But wandering away, driving away, can't find your way back home. Major, major safety issue. Number three, malnutrition and dehydration. And there, I've talked to so many folks who they're concerned about their parents. Mom's not cooking anymore. Dad just doesn't hardly drink. He doesn't like the taste of water. And so we're trying to get him to drink, lemonade or just something, some hydration. We're really concerned about him. He keeps getting these UTIs and then that leads to some other issues. One guy I met with him and he said, Dad, tell Steve what you eat every day. And he reaches over and picks up this package of Oreos. And I'm like, oh, Oreos. Oh, I like Oreos. And And he said, yeah, he said, they're really good, aren't they? And he was eating another Oreo, and his son informed me that is what he eats every day, a package of Oreos. I'm just like, oh my goodness. So that's a problem. Not eating properly, or just maybe not even eating at all. Unsanitary living conditions, just due to the inability to keep things up. Being injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. This one really flies under the radar, and this is a major safety issue. Not taking your medications on time, not taking your medications properly, maybe not even taking them at all. So the lady I just mentioned, part of her issue was her blood pressure was completely off the charts. She wasn't taking her blood pressure medicine at all. And the hospital said she's very, very fortunate that she didn't have a stroke. Very, very lucky. So taking and it's, yeah, you can set up a pill box and all of that kind of stuff, which is a great idea, but they still have to remember that, you know, on Monday you've got the three little boxes, AM, you know, like morning, noon, and night, or however they're labeled. They still have to remember to do that. Now, you can set up cameras in the apartment or in the house to make sure that they take them. Call them up, make them take them while you're on the phone with them. There are some things that you can do, but the bottom line is that is a major safety concern. And then, of course, elder financial abuse, that makes my blood boil. I don't understand it. I don't know how a person could be so evil to take advantage of an elderly person like that. But that is a major, major issue. All of a sudden, mom had a lot of money. All of a sudden, where's the money going? Where did it go? And so if you have a safety issue at home, that should definitely trigger the conversation to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And coming up, I'm going to have some other things that should trigger that conversation. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you're on a waiting list and you're number one on the list, you must take that assisted living apartment or you'll get moved to the bottom of the list. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. And let's say that this is pertaining to being on a wait list for an assisted living apartment. Okay, so just to kind of set that up, if you're on the waiting list and you are number one on that list, you must take the assisted living apartment or you'll get moved or penalized to the bottom of the list. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And let me just say, let me put a footnote on that. Mostly false. Okay, so here's how you work a waiting list. Let's say that you're number five on the list. So you're five, you've got four people ahead of you. And they call the first one. They said, number one, we have an apartment available. My mom moved to, you know, another state to be around, you know, some other family members, so we'll no longer need you. Okay, all right, thank you. They call number two, and they say, I'm sorry, my dad passed away, and we no longer need your help. So we forgot to call you, so please take us off the list. Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. And they'll move on, and they'll call number three. And they'll call number three, and number three said, hey, we got tired of waiting on you. We chose a different place, so take us off your list. Okay, all right, thank you very much. They'll call number four. Number four says, I'll take it. I'll take it. So then number five, which could be you, moves up to number one. Number six moves up to number two. Everybody moves up. So you're number one. You get a call. And they say, hey, number one, we've got an assisted living apartment for you. And you're like, you know what? We're getting closer to the time that we'd like to move, but we're just not quite there yet. Could you call us back when the next apartment becomes available? And everybody that I've ever talked to, about 99%, would say, yep, absolutely, we'll call you next time. Then they call number 2, 3, 4, 5 until somebody takes it. And you sit there at number one. And then they'll call you the next time. They'll call you the next time until the timing is just about right. And then you can move. Now, I am aware of just a couple of places out of a few hundred that will actually penalize you. How dare you not take our apartment when we offer it to you? And they will kick you down to the bottom of the list. They may you may go from 1 to 10 or 20 or 30, and then all of a sudden that doesn't really work for you. But that's not the standard way to work a waiting list, and the vast majority of places do not do that. All right, so that means that that statement is false or mostly false. If you have questions about that, you could always give me a call at Senior Care Consulting. Be happy to answer any questions you may have at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. And we work with lots of families where we're looking, we're going through that search and selection process proactively because we don't really want to move until spring or summer, maybe even fall, or maybe even right after the first of the year of 2026. We just want to get a jump on it. If there's a great place that has a pretty long wait list, well, we can wait it out and we can do that. And then we work the waiting list. So we are driving the process. The process is not controlling us because we waited till the last second and all of a sudden knee-jerk reaction, we're scrambling, okay? So, and if you're interested in that, give me a call. We can talk about that. All right, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. So we talked about the number one reason is to have that conversation is a safety issue, and I gave some examples of that. Number two, I would call this a really close number two or a 1A. And this one is huge. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you can't do it. You can't do it. You cannot allow that to go on very long. So by health and well-being, we're talking about your mental health, emotional, spiritual, and of course your physical. So as caregivers, we place our own needs on the back burner, don't we? And I think most people listening to this program, you've been a caregiver or maybe your parent or your friend, someone close to you has been a caregiver and you've seen what it's done to them. It takes a very heavy toll. And part of that is, placing your own needs as the caregiver, you place your own needs on the back burner. So you skip doctor's appointments, you stop going to the dentist, you'll start bowing out of and skipping social events. You may stop going to church. You drop the ladies' book club or the guys meeting at the donut shop for donuts and coffee, just talking about, whatever you want to talk about every Friday morning at 7. You stop living all the things that make for a quality of life. That's social interaction. You stop going to church and your spiritual tank is not being refilled. You stop going to your doctor's appointments, and even though you notice that there's something a little bit wrong, well, I can't worry about that right now. I got to take care of my husband, my wife, my grandparent, my loved one, my mom, my dad. And then all of a sudden, that thing that you kind of put off for a while, you go to the doctor's office 2 or 3 years later, and all of a sudden, you have a major health issue that should have been addressed when you first noticed it. And now you're in trouble. Stress is a very, very powerful force. And I always say, when I share this part, because I've talked about this quite a bit over the years, and I won't get into the gory details, but I've had clients who have passed away, and they're the caregivers. They've passed away before the person they're caring for because they were just crushed. You could see it. They're crushed by the stress of being a caregiver for way too long, way too long. And or maybe you're the heroic caregiver. Oh, I've got it. I can do it. And you don't accept help. And you just shoo people away. Oh, this is my job to take care of my wife. Or my grandma, she shooed everybody away. Oh, I'll take care of Carl. I can do that. Oh, no, honey, I've got that. My grandma's sitting there with a broken neck. She could not. She needed help caring for grandpa, but it was her job. She was very protective of that and very proud of the care. And she provided great care. But the bottom line is you have to step in. If you see this happening, you cannot let this go on any longer. If you see that your loved one is being crushed by the burden of caregiving and providing that for too long. Okay. And that's without getting into some of the gory details of some of the stories that I have. I'm going to leave it there, but just trust me. If the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you got to do something. You got to step in and take some action. Get them some help. All right, coming up next, I have more examples of when to consider moving from your home to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Senior Care Community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so today I'm reviewing when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. There are so many people right now flooding into the market, and they're gobbling up all of the inventory, either shared or private rooms in long-term care, apartments in assisted living, or residential care or home plus. Memory care is in several different levels of care. Everything is about gone, I'll tell you that. There are brand new places that have, you know, like two little apartments left. Otherwise, they have a waiting list and all these other things. So it is crazy what's going on out there. So a lot of folks may be just a little bit past that, but if you are considering moving from your home to a senior care community, you want to get the timing right, just be aware that if there's a safety issue, that should definitely trigger that conversation. If the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you just can't let that go on very much longer. Maybe it's been too long and you need to take action right now. Or maybe you can see it coming and you need to address this in the near future. Just be very aware of that. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. Now, if you know me, you know I am a huge fan of home care, non-medical in-home assistance. And they can come to your home. Usually 2 to 4 hours would be a minimum visit. Many, not all providers, but many providers can provide up to 24 hours of care per day if that would be needed. You can remain independent in your own home for years to come if you have a combination of family and friend caregivers, and then you supplement that with paying a home care provider to come in and provide some of those hours as well. And between the family and friend caregivers, some assistance there, and then paying professional staff to come in through a home care company, you might be able to stay home maybe for the rest of your life, or you could really extend that stay at home. So I'm a huge fan, but here's the reality of it. Home care, like everything else, the price has gone up, and it's gone up quite a bit. So pre-COVID, it was hard to find quality caregivers, but they were definitely available. You had to pay them well, treat them well, provide great work environment, and they would stay with you. So home care providers used to charge somewhere between, $22, $24, $25 an hour. If they were really expensive, maybe upper 20s, close to 30 an hour. Now, post-COVID, half the workforce left. They said, we don't want to do this healthcare stuff anymore, especially if we're being mandated to take the COVID vaccine. If I don't want to take the vaccine, then I can't work. So I'm just going to leave that business altogether. We lost a large percentage of our workforce just because of that one issue. And then the rest of them, being stressed out because of all of the COVID stuff. So anyway, I won't belabor that. But we have an increasing demand for home care services and a shrinking pool of staff. So what does that do? it makes it more and more competitive as far as trying to pay the best people more money than the next guy. It's just driving up the costs big time. So where you used to pay $22, $24 an hour, you know, maybe in the upper 20s, now it's a solid $35 to $40 an hour. I mean, every bit of it. And so if you need 24-hour care, we're talking about $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And guess what? I don't care how much money you have, that may be unaffordable. It just may not work out. And if you can, it's fantastic. Most people are going to struggle with that, especially when you consider you can move to assisted living for $6,000 to $8,000 a month and get 24-hour care. Now, that's not one-on-one, so it's an apple and an orange, but it is 24-hour care. $6,000 to $8,000. It even if you needed long term care, you know, $11,000 or $12,000 to maybe $15,000 a month, and there's a lot more staffing there, a lot more RNs and LPNs there. It's still not one on one. But the bottom line is, there are more cost effective ways to do it if you don't want to spend that much money. If you can, that's great. Most folks can't at that 24-hour level. And that's when you need to shift gears. So when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, you just can't keep up. The demands of the caregiving role is just becoming overwhelming. You just can't keep up. And look, there's no shame in saying, hey, I'm not keeping up with this. I love my mom, my dad, my spouse. I love this person so much, but they're needing more and more care, and I'm just not able to do it any longer. Well, first of all, pat yourself on the back. You have done a great job, and you've done a great job for a long time. And every single person has that limitation, that limit, that threshold. So just please don't be down on yourself and feel bad. And I know you're going to anyway, but you've done a good job. And at some point, everyone has their limitations and their threshold. And if you're there, I like to say, why not consider changing your role? Okay, let's change your role from the caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to the care manager, meaning find a great place that can provide that 24-hour care for your loved one so that they get to deal with the heavy lifting, the difficulty in showering or bathing, the mealtime messes, right? Just all the struggle to get shoes and socks on and all the stuff, and the struggle of transferring from helping transfer from point A to point B. You have a professional caregiving staff that's doing all that. You're not doing it anymore. You're hopefully going to be able to reclaim your sanity, reclaim your life there. But your role is going to change to the care manager or the care advocate, meaning monitor the care. Make sure your loved one is getting the best care possible. Make sure they're getting great care that they deserve. And help the staff understand how to do that. Well, dad's a night owl. He's going to be up half the night. And go ahead and let him, right? And he'll sleep in a little bit. But he just doesn't sleep too much. He might nap a little bit, but he'll do okay. So don't try to convince him to go to bed at 8 p.m. because that's not my dad. Okay, that's good for them to know. You know, mom is an early riser. She's up with the chickens, right? So if she wants to get up that early, it's okay. She's done that for her whole life. I had one gentleman say, Steve, never serve my mother fowl. I'm like, what? What was that? And he said, just like that, never serve my mother fowl. And I'm like, really? And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, Thanksgiving at our house? Nope, no turkey ever. No delicious grilled chicken sandwich. No scrambled eggs with our bacon. He said, if it has a beak on it, she's not eating it. And he said, I know it's kind of weird. He said, but it is what it is. He said, and she won't complain. She just won't eat. And I'm like, no one would ever guess that. Please make sure that you inform the staff of that. Otherwise, they're going to be serving her all this stuff that she's not going to eat. She's going to go hungry. Right? So speak for your loved one. Advocate for them. Participate in the care planning meetings. Right? And do all that you can do to be there for them, but you can then slowly return to your original role as the loving son or daughter or grandson, like I was, or the granddaughter, or spouse, right? And just be there, but you're working in a different role. All right, coming up next, I will have more. You don't want to miss it. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we just talked about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Now let's say that you've chosen a place. So I haven't talked about this one in quite a while. I'm going to kind of fly through it. Maybe I'll drill down a little more detail at another time. But once you're there, like I said, you're their care advocate. You've returned to your role, your original role of the loving spouse, the loving son or daughter or grandchild, et cetera, and you're letting someone else do the heavy lifting of providing that 24-hour care. So the question is then, how do you get the most out of the community that you chose? So for all of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, I do some coaching on this, and I include information on how to maximize care at a senior care community. So in that case, in the senior care community that you chose. So number one, and these aren't in any particular order, but participate in the care planning process. So, and this is most significant at the long-term care, that nursing home level, where we've got the medical care that's being provided. So they'll have periodic care plan meetings, and that's where you have a multidisciplinary team. You may have administration and dietary and housekeeping and therapy and nursing and all social work services. All of the departments are there and represented. And what they're doing is they're crafting a plan of care. So this is what we're going to provide for your loved one. So why would you not be there? If you're their care advocate, their care manager, you should never, ever miss one of those meetings, because that is your opportunity to speak on behalf of your loved one. And if, well, Steve, I can't get there, I can't get away. Well, they'll Zoom you in. They'll do a conference call. They'll turn on a speakerphone, whatever. They want you to participate. Otherwise, they're doing their best. But you can represent your loved one best if they need represented, okay? And they may be able to say themselves. But if they need any help with that, yeah, you got to be there. You got to be there. And they also do these care plans, and then they'll the original one, and then they're constantly kind of tweaking that. And so they're going to update that along the way periodically. So just don't miss those. That care planning process is also available at the other levels of care as well. All right, number two, get involved. So this one is huge. Visit your loved one frequently. And it's fine to go by at the same time every day or every Tuesday and Friday or whatever your day is, okay, or whatever your pattern or routine is. But I would also visit at some other times, visit in the evenings, visit at night times, visit on the weekends, and just be there. volunteer to assist with outings or special events or hang decorations throughout the building, participate with activities when possible. Just spend time with your loved one, and that's going to be really, really helpful. And what you're going to find after a while is that you're going to meet other family members, and they're going to say, "Oh yeah, is your dad here? Yeah, my dad's here. Oh, well, my mom's here too. And well, what was your name? What was your mom's name? What was your dad's name?" And this is what you're going to find. Most places that I've seen that have really loving and supportive and caring family is those people start to kind of become your family. And you look forward to talking with them. It's almost a little bit of a therapy where you can talk to each other about concerns or victories or whatever the case may be. And you start looking out for each other. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to check on my dad, visit with him. Then I'm going to stop by Bill's mom's apartment and I'm going to see how she's doing. And so, and Bill is going to stop by, my dad's apartment. And you just find that that's just going to organically, naturally happen. It's really a wonderful thing. All right. Number three, build relationships. It's very important to build a positive and supportive relationship with the staff at the community. And this is especially true for the hands-on caregiving staff, the CNAs and the CMAs. Okay, they do all the heavy or most of the heavy lifting, figuratively and literally. And look, no matter what the place says, the turnover rate at those two positions, and these two positions do the majority of that of the physical hands-on work, the turnover rate's pretty high. It's really high. And you always have your exceptions of this person. She's been here since the building opened. She's been here for the last 12 years. Everybody loves her. It's just wonderful. Everybody has a few of those folks, and it's wonderful. But the rest of the staff, you're going to see a lot of turnover. So just get to know them. And just let them know that you really appreciate the good work that they're doing. And then guess what happens? And you need to be sincere about that. But what happens is they know you're coming in after work today, or they know you're coming in tomorrow morning to take your mom to a dentist appointment. And they're going to go out of their way to make sure that your mom is looking just extra good that way. They're just going to go out of your way to make sure that you're happy with their work because you've praised them regarding, work well done. And thank you so much for taking such good care of my mom. They're going to want you to be happy with their work because you sincerely complimented them and you brought them chocolates on Valentine's Day. And you brought them a box of Thin Mints because your daughter, your granddaughter is selling Girl Scout cookies. And you know that this caregiver loves Thin Mints, right? And just build a nice, it has to be genuine though. So build a genuine relationship and that will go a long way to maximizing your care at that community. Then communicate with management. If there's an issue, don't let it fester or linger and then everything just blows up. Talk with folks. If you see something wrong, then talk with the director of nursing or the administrator. Get it straightened out. They can't fix it if they don't know that there's an issue that needs to be resolved. That's the message there. And then be patient and reasonable. Most places are they're trying to get it right. Right. But it may take them a little while to figure out, everything that they need to do to make sure that they're providing the best care and they have the best care plan. So just be patient and reasonable. It may not happen, overnight, but help them do their best and they're going to get there. If you have an issue, it's not being resolved. You've talked to the director of nursing. You've talked to the administrator. It's falling on deaf ears. You have an opportunity to file a complaint with the state. And then the state will come in unannounced and investigate that complaint. Trust me, these communities would like to avoid that. But if you've done all you can do, it is your right to phone a complaint and file a complaint. And if you need the numbers, I've got some phone numbers here. I don't have enough time to share them today, but it is your right to do that. And then also, just make sure that you take things that are appropriate. Don't take, you know, the $10,000 and stash it in your side drawer. just don't do that. Just be reasonable. And these things will help you maximize the care available at any senior care community that you should choose. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.